Hey Rita, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So I finally got an update. I wanted to give that to you if I could. So there were some errors. It looks like the power of attorneys we're going to have done again, unfortunately. Is there any way you can get in front of your email, possibly?
I sure can. Give me one sec. What is wrong with them?
Let me look at it real quick. I included another FedEx label for you guys too. So, but so where it says the undersigned does hereby can constitute and appoint. Let me see something real quick, actually. So when you get it open, just let me know and I'll show you what they're saying. Dean, how's it going?
Okay, so what's going on?
So on the first attachment, if you want to open that up, so the only spots that Greg needs to sign on that attachment is just underneath his name. On the right, it looks like he signed on the right where it says signature, but we need to sign that actually. Bank of Cardiff signs that.
Where?
So where it says about a quarter of the way down, it says borrower, and then it just says Greg's name, Gregorio Balderas. He just needs a sign there and date there, and then below that is his name's there again, and just sign and date there. What had happened is he'd actually signed on the upper one that I told you about, where it says accepted by lender, commercial finance. He signed underneath that, and that's where we actually sign. That's where Bank of Cardiff signs once it comes back. So he just needs to sign on those two spots there, on that one attachment, and then on the other one that has the FedEx label, where it says the undersigned does hereby constitute and appoint. He had signed there. He doesn't need to sign there. Just leave that blank. Everything else was right. So he would just sign. His name's already printed, and then the notary would fill out, what they'd filled out before. I didn't actually get to see these. Unfortunately, my underwriter just told me what was missing. But yeah, where it says the undersigned does hereby constitute and appoint, leave that area blank on both the power of attorneys. And we needed a couple things from Sean and Tim also, so they have stuff to do as well. So it's not being held up by you by any means. But that is what we're up against. So I will work on getting this all taken care of on my end here.
Okay, then we'll get it done tomorrow morning then.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, have a good rest of your night, and I will be here for you guys. You too. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.